show the place of eternal destruction. It's a place of suffering, of pain. Revelation 14, 10, 11, and chapter 20 and verse 10. He also will drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength in the cup of his anger. And he will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment goes up. How long? Just for a few minutes, and then they're annihilated. No, it goes up forever and ever. They have no rest, night and day. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. There's your fire and brimstone, Joel. Where the beast and the false prophets are also. And they will be tormented for a little while. And then it's over. Because when you go to purgatory, you have all your sins washed away. And then you go to heaven, right? That's what some of our friends believe. This says they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Matthew 13, 41, the Son of Man will send forth his angels and will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be, how much more graphic can the Lord get than this? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. I can remember one time I got bit by a tick in Georgia. We were fishing, and the doctor said I got some kind of disease, rickettsia. And what it would do is it would attack your joints. And this joint here, my clavicle, felt like someone had a knife. I mean, this is how it felt. Someone had a knife and was prying my joint apart. And I just remember involuntarily just biting my pillow. I was in so much pain. I was just chewing on my pillow. I was gnashing at it. You know, this is the picture we see here, gnashing because of the pain. Notice what Bruce Shelley of Denver Theological Seminary has to say. He explains the situation. It's just too negative. Churches are under enormous pressure to be consumer-oriented. Churches today feel the need to be appealing rather than demanding. Well, we've beat up on the denominations enough this morning. Let's turn our attention to some of our own brethren and how some are neglecting the teaching of eternal judgment. When we go back in the past, and when I studied under a preacher in Texas, under Brother Halbrook there, he had me read a number of these older preachers. He had me read J.W. McGarvey's sermons. Under J.W. McGarvey, he was one of the more popular preachers in Churches of Christ in the late 1800s. His most popular sermons, well-known sermons, are as follows. All under sin. Sin and its punishment. Sin and its punishment, part two. And lose his soul. Is there another chance after death? God is not mocked. Now, I'm not indicting our brethren, but I'm just asking the question, has our preaching changed when you look at the most popular titles for gospel meetings today? Now, I'd like to introduce you to an individual, Ed Fudge. Brother Fudge used to be a member of more conservative Churches of Christ. His brother was my father's roommate in college. Mr. Fudge later became more liberal, and then he decided that hell just didn't exist, and he taught the doctrine of annihilationism, that we are annihilated, that once you die, you're like the little dog Rover, you're dead all over. You're gone. You cease to exist. You know, that wouldn't be so bad. You just die and you're gone. They came out with a movie based on his life. Hell and Mr. Fudge. A little story about a big lie. And the big lie, supposedly, is hell. Now, we might expect that from some more liberal brethren. But amongst conservative brethren, we had this book a few years ago, God's Judgments and Punishments, Individuals and Nations, amongst a more conservative preacher. And in this book, he says the same thing. And when this book came out, lots of conservative preachers started, you know, scratching their chins and saying, you know, well, maybe he's right. Maybe there really is no hell. Maybe we just disappear. We're just annihilated. I started talking to some of these guys and saying, come on, you're really not going to buy into this. The scripture is clear on this teaching. Here's a letter I got from a friend. What does it matter whether one believes that the lost will live forever in torment, or that they will indeed die and cease to be? This is a conservative brother, preacher. The simple fact remains they will be separated from God in either case. Isn't that enough to satisfy anyone that the consequences of sin and rebellion towards God are dire? Eternal suffering and punishment versus just disappearing. Well, I could ask my child, and I'm not saying I do this, but which would you rather prefer? If you get in trouble, simply get out of my presence and go to your room and sit on your bed. Or I'm going to give you 10 licks with a paddle, and we don't do this, I'm just using an illustration. 10 licks with a paddle, and then put a bar of soap in your mouth and put you in the corner for an hour, and then you have to go up to your room. You think there would be a difference? Of course. I think they would.